Welcome to the Busy Successful Women's Podcast. Hi there, everyone, and welcome to the Busy Successful Women's Podcast. Today, we're talking about self-care, putting your oxygen mask on first. So one of my goals this year for 2019 is self-care, and it comes in a few different forms that I kind of want to talk about. First of all, I think we can agree most of us are guilty about not taking care of ourselves the best way that we could. And we have so many excuses. I mean, they keep coming. I have no time. I have to take my kids somewhere. I have nobody to look after my kids. I have to work. There's just any number of reasons that we find not to take care of ourselves. And the one thing I just want to touch on before I kind of get started on a couple different topics surrounding self-care is that, just a reminder, and I remind myself of this often when I see people around me especially, it gives me a good reminder. If you don't have your health, nothing else matters. It just truly doesn't. There is nothing more important than your health. And it's probably the one thing that we don't take care of as we should, or as much as we should. We kind of just let it slide. So that's why I think it's just really, really important. And now, you know, especially as I age, and I'm only 45, but just a young pup to some people, but, you know, I realize more and more every day how important self-care is, because, you know, I've never broken a bone or torn a ligament or done anything or had a surgery in my entire life, other than my tonsils when I was super, super young. But I've never had any of those traditional injuries that a lot of kids incur. And now as I'm getting older, things kind of are starting to happen a little bit more. I'm like, whoa, why is this happening? And how come my body's just not repairing itself? So it kind of forced me to take a look and say, what do I need to do here? And then I was reading, and this is so true, I was reading or I saw a quote or a picture, and I don't remember where it was. It was on Instagram or Facebook, and I don't know the exact words that it said, but basically the gist of it was, if you don't take the time to take care of your health today, you're going to have to take the time to repair yourself tomorrow. And the repair, whatever it might be, is going to take 10 times longer than the preventative. So that kind of really stuck with me. And I saw that towards the end of last year. And I thought, you know, I really need to take care of some things. So, you know, for me, I had a couple silly things happen to me in the last year and a half, 2 years. So one, I was playing hockey. I don't know if you really want to call it playing hockey, but I was on the ice with a bunch of women having fun. So shooting a puck around, but we were playing hockey. It's a 3-on-3 team. I'm just joking around. Anyhow, and I fell on the ice, and you know, no big deal. And the way I fell was kind of on my hands, right at the bottom of my hands. And it was probably a little bit more my wrist, and it hurt, but you know, I got up and kept going. And it wasn't enough to kind of make me, you know, bowl over or anything, but I could feel it for sure. And I didn't really think about it until it still hurt, you know, over the course of the next several days. I did not ice it. I did not take Advil. I didn't do any of those usual things that I would do for my child. But I kind of just let it go. And I could feel it, you know, again, over the next few weeks, I could feel it, but nothing crazy. It was just like, oh yeah, I fell, no big deal. By that, I think I did that at, it was the end of October of 2017. By the last week of November of 2017, I couldn't put my seatbelt on because I couldn't go backwards and bend my wrist backwards. And that's when I was kind of like, oh, that's problematic. Maybe I should go get that checked out. And I knew exactly what I had done. I just hadn't taken care of it. So when I went to the doctor, of course, my doctor wanted to smack me in the head because she said, oh, did you just do this last night or the other night? And I was like, no, I did it 2 months ago. She's like, well, now we have to do an ultrasound. So what ended up happening was my tendon in my wrist had basically stretched from the fall, from the bend. And then when it came back, it formed a ball. It didn't come back properly. It was like an elastic, so it formed a ball. And I ended up having to go to physiotherapy for 2 months and getting ultrasound on my wrist in order to repair that. So that was part one. And then this year, last year, 2018, end of August 2018, I had a little bit of a, I think it was my dog probably. I can't really say to be honest with you, but I was working out and I was lifting weights and I could feel some pain in my deltoid. And, you know, same thing, kind of noticed. I'm like, oh, that's weird. I haven't felt that before. You know, took note of it. No big deal. And then I proceeded to do a mud run at the end of August. And the very first obstacle was monkey bars. And there was I was in Sudbury, Ontario, and it was cool that morning. It was raining and it was cold. It was probably, especially for August, it was probably about 8 degrees or 10 degrees or something. So there was no way that I was falling in that pool of mud. It just wasn't going to happen. So I proceeded to jump up onto the monkey bars and go across them without falling. But as soon as I took that jump and latched onto the bar, I could feel my shoulder. It felt, I could just feel something rip or tear, or I don't know what it was, but it hurt. And I knew right then and there, I was like, oh God, this is not going to be good. Anyhow, so from there, I kind of proceeded, completed the mud run, and went about my business. And I could continue to feel the pain in my shoulder and a little bit down, it referred down my arm a little bit for you know, during certain movements. But again, didn't take care of it. So then I started going to physiotherapy, but of course they didn't know what they were treating. 4 weeks of physiotherapy, no result. And for me, type A personality, I want it fixed now. I want to get on with it. So then I went to osteopathy, where I almost ended up having frozen shoulder, but he was able to release that. So that was helpful. I had a little bit more mobility after that. And then by December, just before Christmas, you know, I said, you know what? I think I should just go to the doctor and get an ultrasound and find out what is wrong. What's the deal? And then we know what we're treating. So I did proceed to do that the 1st of January. And as it turns out, I have tendinosis and bursitis in my left shoulder. And it's going to take about 10 to 12 weeks to repair now that we know that we're treating. So now I'm back on physiotherapy weekly, but at least we know what we're treating. And with some exercises, a little bit of laser, some ultrasound, and the muscle stimulation machine, hopefully I'm going to be on the mend. But in the meantime, you know, that was the end of August. We're now in February. That's a long time. And as a result of that, I haven't been doing my regular yoga practice because I can't put my hands over my head. I can't do downward dog. I can start to do it a little bit now, but I don't have mobility in a lot of positions. And I finally had to say to myself a couple of weeks ago, you know what, you need to go and do this anyway, and you just need to modify. You're an instructor. You tell all of your students to modify, so it's time you take some of your own advice and start doing the same. So that's kind of what I've been doing. But the purpose of those two very lengthy stories is that I didn't take care of it. I just left it. And as you get older, it takes longer for your body to repair itself. So my goal now, first of all, is not to do stupid things that are going to hurt me, or at least try not to, and just recognize that, you know, I'm not 20 years old anymore and I can't do crazy things because my body's not going to repair itself as quickly. So, or get it clear in my head that I need to be prepared for the pain or the medical intervention that I'm going to require after the fact, which I'm not really prepared for, because the things that I enjoy the most are the things that I can't do right now. And that really bothers me. So that's why I kind of thought to myself, I need to absolutely take care of my body. The other thing that I'm really trying to do this year is go for regular massages. I have an amazing massage therapist. Her name is Sarah Mulaner, and she's really, really good. And I really enjoy kind of just going and having that hour to unwind. And, you know, with massage therapy, it's funny because those of us who have benefits from our work, it's generally covered, yet we don't use it. And, you know, I would encourage you, whether you have benefits or not, to at least once every couple months go for a massage and just give your body a little bit of TLC. So the other thing, so that's kind of the injury piece. But, you know, when we talk about self-care as well, I think there's a little bit of guilt associated with taking care of ourselves. For whatever reason, we have it in our head that, oh, if we take care of me, then someone else is suffering, or, you know, I don't know. We just have that. We just get this massive guilty conscience. And I do too. It's like, oh, I have to take an hour out for myself. Well, what's not going to get done, or what's going to, who's going to not get to go somewhere. And 9 times out of 10, it's never the case. My children and my family still get to do everything that they would do anyway. But they have a much happier wife and mother because I'm taking that time for myself. I remember several years ago when my kids were younger, they were, I guess, 3, 4, 5 years old. They were much easier to manage, actually, because I would come home from work every day. They would already have their dinner, and I would literally get them dressed, put them in the car, and we'd go to the gym. And the gym had a daycare. And they loved it there. We had different, I go to Good Life Fitness, and there was different, I go to different gyms depending on where the class was that fit into my schedule. So we had the rainbow gym, we had the teddy bear gym, there was the orange gym, and those were all the different colors of the daycares. And my kids absolutely loved it. And I remember one time someone said to me, unfortunately, well, how can you do that? How can you go to the gym and just leave your kids in the daycare? And I immediately got this wash of, you know, guilt over me. Like, well, what do you mean? I have to go to the gym. I have to take care of myself. And my kids are having fun. So I don't see what the big deal is. But this is the way people think. This is the self-talk. It's like, well, if I go do something for myself and my kids aren't attached to me at the hip, then I'm not a good mother, or I'm, you know, not spending time with them. And that's just not the case. And at the end of the day, I would rather take care of myself today and take an hour out of my day for me so I can spend more time with my kids long term than not, and then not be around to see them grow. So, you know, don't ever feel guilty about taking time for yourself, whether it be going to exercise, going for a massage, going out with your friends. We have friends too. Just because we're adults doesn't mean we're not allowed to have fun anymore. Just because we're moms and wives doesn't mean we're not allowed to have fun anymore. We need to go out too. We need to socialize. We need that interaction. Again, that's part of self-care. That's taking care of yourself and your needs. So make sure that you do that. You know, sometimes it's 2 hours. It's just, oh, just swing by for a glass of wine. Just do it. Even if you can only go for an hour or 30 minutes even. I remember this summer I was invited many times. We have a group on Tuesday evenings with my side gig that we get together, and I would literally walk in from work in my work clothes. I would have a drink and then I would leave. 9 times out of 10, I'd only be there 30, 45 minutes. But you know what? At least I showed up, and at least I had a little bit of time just to kind of unwind and chat with some other adults and then go home. And you know, that's okay, because that's what I can fit in. And it was taking care of me too. So that's really, really important. You don't stop having friends, and you don't stop socializing once you become an adult and you have responsibilities and, you know, a career and kids and all that other stuff that goes with it. You still have to make sure that you're having fun. And then, you know, we kind of talked about already massage. There's lots of different forms of self-care. It's different for everyone. Exercise, super important. Meditation, if you can do it. That's one of my goals this year too. It's also been my goal for the last 3 years, which I struggle with, I'm not gonna lie. But I'm getting there. So, you know, even once a week is something. So slowly getting there. Go for a manicure, go for a pedicure. It's, you know, it's an hour, same thing. It's an hour to yourself just to unwind, maybe read a brain off magazine or, you know, whatever it is, but at least it's just your time for you. So make sure that you're doing that. The last thing that I want to talk about is, probably two things actually. One is sleep. Sleep is so important, especially as you get older. I'm going to tell you, I go to bed pretty much at 9:30. I don't always fall asleep right at 9:30. I always try to read before I go to bed. So I go to bed at 9:30. It's usually lights out by 10 o'clock. And when I'm ready to go, I'm ready to go. So I fall asleep and I don't wake up till 5:47 the next morning. That's what the alarm's set for. So sleep is super, super important. I try to get 8 hours would be just wonderful. 9 is a blessing. But you know, I'm go, go, go all day. So I appreciate a good night's sleep and I enjoy my sleep. And I'm going to tell you, some people make fun of me for it. What do you mean you're going to bed? It's only 9:30. Even my kids sometimes say stuff, but you know what? I'm up bright and early in the morning. I'm super productive. So I'm okay with getting a really good night's sleep. Not to mention the fact that that's when your body rejuvenates. That's when you just get all the good things that you need in order to start fresh the next day. So sleep is important. And there's so many articles and news, podcasts, and tons of information on sleep. So I don't need to beat that one to death. The other thing that I want to talk about is vitamins. So lastly, vitamins are also super important, especially if you're not eating a good diet. And sometimes we think we're eating a good diet, but we will go a week or two where we're not, for one reason or another. We're traveling, we're really busy, and we're kind of just grabbing stuff on the go. Sometimes I know I don't get enough greens because I'm so busy, and you know, I'll go somewhere and end up just grabbing a bunless burger, for example. And then there's no greens with it, but it's just something to fill my tummy. So I don't eat something that's not good for me. So sometimes I don't always get that, but there's a couple of things, of vitamins that you really need to make sure you're taking. And especially, if you live in Canada or anywhere where there's, seasons. And I was actually just watching a Facebook Live. I've spoken before about JJ Virgin. I just love her. She is a health and nutrition expert. She is the author of the JJ Virgin Diet and the Sugar Impact Diet. No, I'm not getting any residuals for talking about her here. But she's really great. And she talked about, the other day, she had a Facebook Live. And if you get on Facebook, definitely follow her, about vitamin D and vitamin K. And I had forgotten about the vitamin K, but the interesting thing about the vitamin D is that, and my osteopath even told me this too, is that we can take 10, 12,000 units of vitamin D a day, especially in the wintertime. If you look in Canada, the maximum number of units in any given supplement of vitamin D is 1,000. 1,000 units, that's it. That is nothing. You're wasting your time if you're going to waste your money to take 1,000 units of vitamin D. You can multiply that by 5 or 10. So JJ spoke about, she does 10,000 units twice a week, like Tuesday, Thursday, she'll do 10,000 units, and the rest of the week she'll do 5,000 units. Now, in the US, they don't have the strict laws like we do in Canada on supplements and vitamins, so they have supplements that have more availability of vitamin D, and we do not. So I would recommend going to a naturopath and checking on that. But vitamin D for sure. And then vitamin K, I believe, was for the absorption. I have to go back and look because I was kind of doing two things at once when I was reading that. But and she actually has available in the US, I don't think it's available in Canada, a vitamin D plus K supplement. So and any of her supplements are really, really good. She also has a great B supplement that dissolves in your mouth. It's fantastic. I would highly recommend that. And then the only other vitamin, I mean, obviously, if multivitamin, vitamin C, those are all really super important. But the one thing that I think we can all agree on that we should take is our probiotics. So probiotics are super important. Prebiotics, if you can get a probiotic that has a prebiotic as well, that's even better. A prebiotic feeds your probiotics. And just for those who don't take probiotics or are not familiar with them, probiotics keep the good bacteria in your gut. It's about gut health. So it helps the good bacteria in your gut. And your gut health is directly related to your immune health. So if you see that you're sick all the time, it's probably because you have a poor diet and you have an overrun of bad bacteria in your gut as a result. So things like sugar, you want to get that out of there really focus on keeping good, healthy proteins and complex carbohydrates into your diet. Lots of greens. But definitely probiotics is a big one there. And then fish oil or an omega-3, 6, 9 in whatever form that you choose to take. But those are the ones that I take every day. I take prebiotic, probiotic. I take a multivitamin, a vitamin D, a B, and fish oil. So that's what's on my my vitamin cocktail on a daily basis. So I'm gonna leave it there for now. The only thing I just want to reiterate is, you know, just what I talked about earlier. If you don't have your health, you don't have anything. It is so, so, so important. And anyone who has ever been sick or had any type of ailment, you know this. You already know it. When you're sick, you're down for the count, and life is not fun. You're not doing anything, and it can be really depressing too. Especially, you know, in winter when it's dark out, and then you're sick on top of that. It's just really, really, really depressing and draining, completely exhausting. So really make sure that you take care of yourself. Put your oxygen mask on first, and don't feel bad about it. Nobody else is going to take care of your health but you. So be sure to be healthy for you so you're here for a long, long time. Thanks, everyone. Have a great day or night, whatever you're doing, and we'll see you again soon.